Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: could her ex be my next? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single 38-year-old female, and I like dating older gentlemen. I'm open to online dating, and I have met some nice men on Facebook. So I often look at men's profiles and meet them that way. A handsome man in another city caught my eye and I sent him a message. We chatted back and forth and found out that we have a lot in common, even though he is 12 years older than me. When we first started video chatting, I thought that he looked familiar and we're from the same city, so I just figured our paths crossed somehow in the past. After we did our video chats for about a month, I mentioned that he looked very familiar, but I couldn't place him. He told me where he used to hang out and what his nickname is. My face dropped and I got quiet. He asked me if I had really figured out, if I had finally figured out who he was. Yes, I knew exactly who he is. He is my sister's ex-boyfriend. He said he knew who I was all the time, the whole time, and was just waiting for me to figure out who he was. He said he wanted to see if I was going to be a grown woman about things and continue to chat with him, or if I was going to run away from something that could be so good for both of us. Even though he and my sister dated 15 years ago, I still stopped communicating with him. I told my sister what had happened and exactly how it went down. My sister told me to go ahead and talk to the guy. I told her that I could not date the same guy she dated. She told me that I should at least see where things would go with this guy. I do miss talking to him, but I'm still skeptical. What do you think? Could her ex be my next? Please help. Yeah. Is right. You know, there is such thing as a girlfriend code. All women know this. It's an unwritten, unspoken rule where friends and sisters and things, you know, you don't date your friends or your sister's exes. It's just not something you do. You just don't do it. It's weird. I'm a little torn here because your sister doesn't seem to adhere to the girlfriend code. She's a rare breed among women because most women would not want you to go anywhere near their ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, any of that. So it's interesting that she said you should hang in there and see where this date goes. It's also interesting that her ex is on to you and knew who you were and wanted to talk to you and was kind of pursuing you and things like that. That's interesting. So maybe he liked you, you know, the entire time, which is kind of crazy if he was dating your sister. Yeah, it was 15 years ago. Yes, it was 15 years ago. There's still that girlfriend code out there. Now, if you do date this guy and it doesn't work out, are you and your sister still going to be tight and cool and everything? Or, you know, is she going to start acting funny, you know, feeling some kind of way about this? It doesn't seem like it in this letter, but people change, especially if you and her ex get really tight and, you know, you guys marry or something like that could happen. So I don't know. This is a tough one. I don't know if I would do this, even if I did have my sister's blessing. Steve?
I don't care for this letter because it don't really mean nothing. Could her ex be my next? And you online talking to this dude. Sitting now, the thing about this girl, I'm a little concerned about her because, you know, she's a 38-year-old female and she likes dating older gentlemen. But maybe she just wants, because she ain't really said she looking for nothing. I like dating older gentlemen. I'm open to online dating. I met some nice men on Facebook. So I look at men's profiles and meet them that way. You know, that's she just seems to be up. It ain't nothing wrong with it. Maybe that's your life. She's just a serial dater to me. So trying to help her get hooked up don't really seem to be the objective in this letter. A handsome man in another city caught my eye. Used to send him a message. We chatted back and forth, found out that we have a lot in common. Even though he's 12 years older than me, when we first started video chatting, I thought he looked familiar. We from the same city, so I just figured out our paths crossed somewhere in the past. After we did our video chats for about a month, I mentioned that he looked familiar to you, and you couldn't place him. Then he told me he used to hang out, and his nickname is. My face dropped, and I got quiet. So he said, have you finally figured out who I am? And I knew exactly who he is. He was my sister's ex-boyfriend. Now, the dude knew who you were right away. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to see how long this game was. Here go the pimp move, though. He wanted to see if I was going to be a grown woman about things and continue to chat with him, or if I was going to run away from something that could be so good for both of us. Oh, dog, you for real?
Tricky, right?
Lady, you don't know what game is. Because if you don't think that's a game lie, I just wanted to see if you was going to be a grown woman about things. See, here's what's happening. He's an older man. Your sister was older. 15 years ago, you was what? How old was she? 23? 23. Mm-hmm. Sister was what? Maybe 34, 35, something like that. They was probably around the same age. I was going to see if you was going to be a grown woman about things and continue to chat me or run away from something that could be good for both of us. Oh, what was going to be good for both of y'all? He don't want really nothing from you but one thing, because you ain't told him you want nothing from him but one thing. You know why? Because you a serial dater. This just finna be another nice man you done met on Facebook, then slept with another relationship, and he gonna leave you too. Mm. Y'all want more when I come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay!
All right. Lil John, but you know, had what, commercials in the Super Bowl too, by
yeah,
the way.
But let me tell you this.
What?
Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. But this is a setup. This is going nowhere. It has no intentions.
But aren't you shocked at the sister, though? Her response?
Well, I'm going to get to that soon. I get back. I'm going to tell you why, too.
All right. Subject, could her ex be my next? Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like I said in the letter, this woman is online just dating people randomly. Look like a serial dater to me. Ends up meeting this guy online that used to date her sister. It took her a month or so to figure it out, but finally she thought she recognized him. Then when she asked him his nickname, she said that and where he lived, she got quiet. He said, have you finally figured out who I am? And she said, yes. He said, I knew who you were from the beginning, but I wanted to see if you was gonna be a grown woman about things and continue to chat with me, or if you was going to run away from something that could be so good for both of us. Boy, in the world that says game recognize game.
Game recognize.
I recognize game. This is a cold line he done used on you. First, he challenged you to be grown up. Then he baited you with something that could be so good for the both of us. But since you ain't never established what you really want with none of these men, because you a serial dater and you like dating older men, so you just like dating. So now he figured it's going to be another day. He going to hit it and be gone.
Wow.
Mm. Now, you said, even though he and my sister dated 15 years ago, I still stopped communicating with him. Mm-hmm. I told my sister what had happened. So you and your sister got a good relationship. And exactly how it went down. My sister told me to go ahead and talk to the guy. I told her I couldn't date the same guy she dated. She told me I should at least see where things were gonna go with this guy. Cause your sister know you crazy. Your sister know you a serial dater, and your sister hoping something just stick for you. Cause your sister done moved on.
Yeah.
She got her life. It's probably in a nice little bow and everything. But she wants you to have a great life. So she told you to go ahead. Then here you go. Because you're going. So you just waiting on me and Shirley to give you to go ahead. Because this is what you say. I do miss talking to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm still skeptical. What you skeptical about? What do you think? Could her ex be my next? It's going to be according to you. Your sister done gave you the green light. You done said you do miss talking to him. And he done challenged you this could be something good for the both of us. But he ain't said what good he talking about. Mm. Do this man want you or do he just want something from you? If you take your time, you can figure out the answer to them two questions. But if you're going to rush back in and just go on and let him do what he want to do, then you're not going to know. And that's what I'm saying to you. Now, here's some danger to this right here. I can't imagine this happening with me and my brother. I got an older brother. I'm dating some woman he used to date.
Oh, yeah.
And I call my brother and go, hey, bro, I'm dating this girl. Oh, man, go ahead. See, but now, suppose my brother called me up every now and then to check on me, how me and her doing. Mm-hmm. But he got advice with it, though. Mm. Like, hey, man, be careful. You know she don't like chicken.
What? She don't like chicken?
What?
She don't like chicken.
Okay.
You know, just little stuff, yeah, little stuff things. Like that. Uh-huh. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. Don't mess around and get yourself slapped. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Don't mess around and get yourself slapped. Oh, she's slapping people, though? Yeah. You know, she get mad, she bust you upside your damn head. Okay. Just call him with all kind of advice. And little bruh, boy, you wait till she do this to you. What?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Little bruh, just wait till she do
it. Little bruh, watch it.
It's too much. Yeah.
It happens when you date families.
Yeah. Knock it down, little bruh. Uh-huh. Knock it down, represent. See how you stack up. Hey, dog, ask her if she like big bro or little bro back. Call me back. Man,
Yeah,
it's
too much.
I don't get it. Mm-mm. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I couldn't do it. Mm-mm. But, you know, you're not me. You like dating older men and you're a serial dater and you don't want nothing, so you're going to probably end up seeing him, you know. So.
Her sister either really loves her or really hates her. I can't figure out which one.
Go ahead. You done tried everything. Go on over there. I told you. It's a reason I ain't with him.
Right.
Go on over there and see for yourself.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Yeah. I don't
it
get
really,
it.
Really could be. Mm-hmm.
But he was just laying back, waiting for her to catch on, you know. So you're right about the part with the game and everything, you know, waiting.
He so knew my he, nickname, he Goosey.
Yeah.
Goosey.
Goosey.
You know, kind of like Goose, man. You know the Virginia governor.
That nickname.
Goose.
The one.
Yeah, they
that
call
was the
him
blackface.
Goose. They call me Goosey.
That was a stretch, but we got it, yeah.
I know it was an obscure joke
it was,
reference.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't have did that.
We got it.
You know when you're on the radio sometimes, they don't all work, you know. They can't all make it over the wall.
We understand.
But some of them's out.
Most of them do.
Yeah, but some of them's out, though, and that was out. You hit a ball and they catch it at second base. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody had to even jump.
So what should we tell her to not do this?
I mean, Shirley, you
do
told
it anyway.
Her that.
Yeah.
It only makes sense not to do
not
it.
Not to do it.
But you know, that's what
anyway,
she won't
right?
do. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, of all the guys. So he's.
Well, if you're going to do it well.
What you don't want to hear
you
is.
You're
going
to do it well.
Better.
I don't
you don't want to hear
answer.
That.
What, Jay?
Your sister was better. You don't want to hear that.
Oh, God.
Get Yvette back in here.
Yeah, this is not a good look.
Not a good look. Good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It could end badly. Yeah. All right. Well, if that's all we have, just don't do it. Don't date someone your sister's dated. Yeah. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.